I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on May 27th, 2020. Version 6 of the Ardor cross-platform digital audio workstation has been released. While its interface will look familiar to existing users, the project has undergone major architectural changes since its last release, including full latency compensation along all signal pathways and a new resampling engine to provide global VeriSpeed support. Linux users will benefit from improvements to Ardor support for ALSA devices, and all supported platforms benefit from better MIDI device handling. The update also includes experimental support for controlling Ardor using WebSockets and JSON messaging, which will allow developers to craft their own interfaces to the software for specialist applications. CoreOS Container Linux has reached end-of-life status. We reported on Red Hat's plan to sunset CoreOS Container Linux back in February, when the distribution's official end-of-life date had been penciled in for May 26th. A brief post from Benjamin Gilbert yesterday confirmed that CoreOS is no longer maintained and will not receive any future security updates. Anybody still running the distribution today ought to be looking to move to an alternate platform, such as Fedora CoreOS or Flatcar Container Linux, as soon as possible. Version 2 of Tele IRC has been released. The software, which provides a bridge between Telegram and Internet Relay chat messaging environments, has been adopted by a number of major open-source projects, such as the Fedora and LibreOffice communities. The new version has undergone a complete rewrite, with Tele IRC moving from a node-based environment and being recoded in Go. One benefit of the change is that the application now compiles down to a small standalone executable, opening the way for simpler deployment in a containerized environment. The FIDO Alliance has launched a website designed to educate consumers and service providers about its technology. The Login with FIDO website shows users how they'll soon be able to log into applications and other websites without a password by using biometric or token-based authentication instead. The Alliance is also using the website to help familiarize consumers with its new iMark symbol, which will start to appear everywhere that FIDO services are supported. The team behind the PeerTube video platform has set out the fundraising goals it needs to reach its next milestone release. The French nonprofit organization Framasoft has big plans for PeerTube, including the introduction of a globally searchable index of its decentralized content and improvements to its plugin and moderation tooling. The team also plans to bring near real-time federated streaming to the platform and is now looking for financial support from the community to help it achieve its goals. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/161. We'll be back on Friday.